Good morning, peeps and peepettes. I hope you're all having a splendiferous Sunday. It is bloody miserable out this morning. I have about half an hour before I need to dash off for church, so I'm hoping that the weather will clear up sufficiently that I don't have to run out in the rain. Now, mind you, I do only have to just run down the block and across the street to get to church now, but I would still rather not do that in the pouring rain because it's hard to hear traffic, and the street I have to cross is very busy with no stop sign or traffic light. So we shall see what happens. Anyhow, I realized that although I've been posting a lot of music lately because of Octaver, I hadn't actually done any verbal audio for quite some time, so I thought that I should rectify this and actually post a bit of an update. First of all, I have a couple housekeeping things to get out of the way. Octaver, by the way, is absolutely brilliant. I couldn't help but get into it. So go Paul Hopkins and all the wonderful people that have been making such fabulous posts. I've been enjoying it immensely. The other housekeeping thing I have to get out of the way is an apology to all of you, really. In one of his recent audio posts, the wonderful Paul O'Mahony made mention of the fact that a few people, he did not mention names, were complaining vociferously about the forthcoming changes to Audio Boom, but not really doing anything about it, or attempting to find other viable solutions. Now, as I say, Paul did not mention names, but as soon as he said that, you know, that there were some complainers making a lot of demands, but not really doing anything about the problem, I had to stop and think and kind of chastise myself because I realized that I had been one of those people bitching profusely. I did both in comments to my post and in comments to a few other people's posts as well. I'm very sorry for that because you folks have enough to deal with that you don't need someone complaining at you, even indirectly. The reason why I said what I said was because the knowledge of these probable changes really upset my apple cart. But still, I should have comported myself in a more level-headed manner, and I'm sorry that I ended up putting out some rather steamed comments. Should have thought more carefully before I said a few things. So my apologies, folks. I am beginning to see where the Audio Boom Corporation is coming from here. I don't like it, but at the same time, I kind of get it now. The Audio Boom Company has to generate a certain amount of revenue to stay afloat, and it is responsible to its stockholders to a certain degree. Now, we, the average users, are costing them money because it does take a fairly substantial cost to maintain server space and bandwidth for our DMs and comments. And Audio Boom does not generate enough revenue from people just paying for Plus accounts. So I do see why they feel they have to make these changes. As I say, I don't like them one bit, because to my way of thinking, this is just going to make Audio Boom a glorified radio. And folks, that was not what I signed up for. But regardless of how upset I may or may not have been, I should have watched my words a bit more carefully. So, when Paul O'Mahony said that there were some complainers, I couldn't help but think, oops, I was one of them. So, that kind of gave me a prod in the right direction. I'm a complainer rather than a proclaimer. I won't walk 500 miles. Sorry, I was thinking of the Proclaimers because of a really funny song that Mac posted yesterday. Anyhow, and no, it was not I Will Walk 500 Miles. That's a damn good song, though. Sorry, I have fond memories of dancing to it at high school dances and university dances and stuff. But anyway, yes. I just don't want to see Audio Boom lose this wonderful sense of community that we've established, all this lovely interactivity, that's all. So I think what this may do, unfortunately, is force me to get off my ass and join Facebook. And that was something that hitherto this schmozzle I was reluctant to do, because frankly, Facebook and Twitter just held no interest for me. I'm not a social media person, Audio Boom aside. But there are very good reasons why Audio Boom immediately drew my attention and interest. Heck, if Facebook and Twitter are enjoyable to all of you, that's great. More power to you, whatever floats your boat. But for me, there was just no interest there. But now I'm thinking I may have to join Facebook and try and figure it all out. Because then I'll be able to join the Audio Boom Facebook group. And that'll be another method of keeping in touch with all of you. So, yeah. I just don't like change. I will be the first to admit it. Change and I do not get along. And although I see why these changes are coming, I don't have to like them. Audio Boom has meant a huge deal to me. I try not to talk about this because I don't want to be a drag, but anyone who's listened to my posts for a sufficient length of time will know that I deal with a fair amount of depression and anxiety disorder, although it has been getting better, glory to God. But it resulted, I think, from all of these weird-ass seizures that developed in 2010, for which there was no discernible cause. They caused short-term memory problems, foggy headedness. I actually developed agoraphobia because I was afraid to go out, not knowing when I was going to have a seizure, because they render me pretty incoherent and non-lucid, and hence unable to ask for assistance if I get myself disoriented. The seizures are getting better. I'm still having them, but not nearly as often as I was, thank God. But anyhow, all of this resulted in some fairly serious depression and anxiety as well. And all of this is to say that Audio Boom made a huge difference in that for me. Being able to listen to all of you brilliant people and interact with you all was a huge help. Being able to hear your atmospheres and whatever backgrounds you happen to, you know, happen to be around you, and the various snippets of your lives that I'm very grateful that you have shared. You know, it kind of helped me to get out of myself a bit and, you know, be an armchair traveler and live vicariously through some of your experiences. And also, you're just amazing people. So yeah, being able to hear Daylight Gambler Phil Sorrell on his audio log walks, or all one word, who is sorely missed, by the way, I don't know where he is anymore, you know, on his various rambles, or Jeff Thompson in his man cave, or Melanie and her animals, or Lisa and Taylor, or, oh my gosh, there's just too many of you to mention. Mac McColgan in the morning with his beautiful bird song, or his shower music, most of which I have thoroughly enjoyed. I don't know, you're just all fantastic people, and I don't want to lose that sense of interactivity with you. So yeah, that's why the whole forthcoming changes to Audio Boom announcement really kind of flipped my world upside down and made me go, what? No! Anyhow, enough of that. While I have some very short time remaining to me, I'm just going to give you all a very brief update of what's been happening in my life. Last weekend, I went on a wonderful women's retreat.